Wow. Matthew chapter 4 and starting from verse 12. Jesus begins to preach and the calling of the first disciples. This is the theme, the title of our ministry this morning, following through in the series in Matthew's Gospel. When Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Amen. We pray God's blessing upon his word. And we're going to sing another song now, number 171. Give to our God immortal praise, mercy and truth are all his way. And now if you'd also like to turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8 and it's difficult to know where to start, but verse 19, perhaps. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 19. When men tell you to consult mediums or spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their Lord? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law, to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, they have no light, no light of dawn. Distressed, hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged and, looking upward, will curse their king and God. They will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honour Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice because they rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder, the shares. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled in blood, it'll be destined for the fire, burning fuel for a fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. We pray God's blessing upon his word. In fact, that's what we do just now. Let's bow our heads and our hearts.